we would like to look at this going forward through a similar process to reallocation we did last year, which involved many parts of the campus here to pull together and actually determine where these things should be done. Initially, though, we have the following items of concern to us. The first is in retention of students. We have actually three different areas there we would like to address with TAFE. First of all, called ACE, A-C-E, Aggies Commit to Excellence Center, which is a collaboration between Academic Affairs and Student Affairs at Texas A&M to focus on those people who are not making satisfactory progress towards a degree. We want to make sure they get exactly the right counseling and support to make the best progress possible towards a degree that's very meaningful to them. Another deals with our interest in trying to increase transfer populations at A&M. As I told you before, we've not been a transfer-friendly organization, which we should be, and so we propose putting together a transfer learning community, which is comprised of students coming in here in their second and third years, to share their experiences, to work with our staff, to be able to make certain their transition to A&M is going to be as successful as possible. A third, you may recall, which we just went through the reaffirmation process of our accreditation by the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools. In doing so, we had to propose to them a thing called a quality enhancement program. And this program, QEP, it's called, for Texas A&M, is called Aggies Commit to a Lifetime of Learning. And so we want to use some dollars for this particular source to provide our students with that basis required to become lifelong learners going forward. So that's one category. A second category is in the area of high impact. We have a Tier 1 program, TOP we call it, which is looking at directing curriculum across many disciplines to deal with the knowledge we have of how people learn best, and to focus our students on learning experiences that address current challenges faced by society, businesses, and professions. We're right in the middle also of a core curriculum upgrade program, which we want to be able to use some funds from this source to be able to upgrade how we use online learning resources to be able to tackle our core curriculum. A third area would incentivize our faculty through a special stipend along with staff to put in place appropriate courses into student experience where lectures or the homework viewed online and class time is spent really actively engaged in problem solving and dealing with hands-on kinds of experiences. So the idea is to kind of flip-flop things, go from having people just talk to you for an hour, you go home and do your homework by yourself, to you listen to lecture online at home, and then you come to the classroom to work with the faculty directly to make sure that you integrate what you've learned from the lecture experience you've had online with the learning outcomes of the class. We have existing already a Center for Teaching Excellence and a Instructional Technology Service Center. We want to enhance that support because it supports both the technical area of online and hybrid learning, but also increases our ability to help faculty become ever better at their jobs. A third area of the four I'm talking about now is an area of research. We want to provide resources to aid new faculty in developing the professional skills to establish meaningful research programs that benefit the University of the State of Texas. So they're able to be moving into areas which might be new to them, where they can make high-impact economic success happen in terms of their research as it applies to our state and our nation. Another area is in seeding specific research programs that cut across the traditional disciplinary boundaries. That's where the real seed corn is today to go after. We need to be very aggressive at that. Faculty are usually pretty comfortable staying where they've been. We want to give them incentives to go out and actually tackle new problems collaboratively, reaching across departmental and college boundaries in particular. Then we have to have some support for infrastructure to really help us become more of a online learning and hybrid learning university by investing in more IT equipment and support staff to be able to enhance our ability in the area. Again, we identified written communication as an area of weakness for many of our students here. We want to be able to put resources directly into writing support for these students through our existing center, but also through those directed at graduate students who may be highly competent technically, but have a hard time communicating in written or spoken words in particular their ideas and their work. Finally, the area of service, service learning. We want to be able to provide support for faculty and staff to enhance our curricular and co-curricular experiences involving service. Students getting out of the classroom, going into the community, going other parts of the state and nation to be able to get, again, hands-on experiences in appropriate environments. And finally, area we call reaching out, using our scholars to touch the populations in pre-K through 14. That is pre-K, the public school system, and community colleges. Get our faculty out of our environment for a while into these other environments where they can make an impact in terms of making certain students coming to us from high school and community colleges are better prepared to be able to be successful here at Texas A&M University. Those are the first cut we've done at areas we want to invest in with the funds in this new fee if it's actually approved by you.